This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
All right, fellas, gather around. Coach Reed's got a few words for us.
All right, everybody, listen up. Look, I know it's tough to lose like that. Especially to the Rays.
Oh, you know, go, man.
Refs give them all those chances at the end. Losing to the Steelers sucks. And look, I know we're all disappointed. We wanted to be undefeated and make history. But trust me when I tell you, you get a few losses under your belt right now, and it makes it easier for you when I screw it up in the playoffs. Trust me, you go 13-3, 12-4, even 11-5. Everybody expects everything. And then they make way more out of it when we lose. And we will lose. Do not make any mistake. You guys are great, but me, I choke like a big fat dog on a chicken bone in the playoffs. That's right, you know it, I've been there. And when it gets right down to it, when all the chips are down, who knows how to manage a clock in a football game?
Well, it ain't you.
Well, not me, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, I'm even worse. I'll call a stupid timeout in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
division,
will.
It stinks.
That's right.
I'm not going to lie to you. 9-7 can win this thing.
Woo-hoo.
And that's what we're shooting for.
Woo.
Am I right?
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Lower those expectations. So let's get out there this week, guys, and get ready to lose a couple of more. All right, bring it in. Chiefs on three. One, two, three.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put stop it.
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck, deck, deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
That's his football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Ben steps up, throws the back shoulder fake. It's caught, and he's running. AB's to the 20, 15-10, touchdown, Antonio Brown. It tipped right into his hands, and he said, see you later.
It was like the bratwurst at halftime. Stick a fork in it, because they're done.
That's the final score at Arrowhead. The Pittsburgh Steelers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs by a count of 19-13.
I don't know what the guy with the bratwurst, he thinks he's John Madden or something.
He sounds like it. He definitely sounds like it. We're going to have more people that sound like John Madden on this show.
You like offense with your hot dogs, you're getting it tonight.
Right. Damn right.
Hey, what do you know? The Raiders beat the shit out of the Chiefs last night. They got four tries with no time left on the clock.
I never thought I'd miss a football guy on television so much, but I'm missing. I miss the guy.
Who, John Madden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's what, 85 now? Put
him
on it.
I'm
good with it. I'm all right with it.
Yeah, why not? And also, while you're at it, put him on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yes, please. That would be great. Oh, just to watch him kiss his wife.
Eventually, we'll be saying, what did Madden say? We'll be playing that game.
You got the ball up there. They're going to fumble. Here, 10 seconds. They're going to count it down. They're going to fumble.
Okay, so yesterday I had made the plan to come in with the Steelers beating the Chiefs. Oh, my gosh, the Chiefs lost their first game. No, you know, yeah. Miami's partying. Yeah, the usual. That's just even boring now. But
I know. Everybody seems to whip up on the Falcons after they get a lead.
Then.
Oh, you mean the other Dolphins, the older ones.
Then, yeah. Then the Chiefs. The Chiefs turned around and get beat by the Raiders last night. And so now it's no big deal, really.
Yeah, right. The Chiefs are back to earth. But, you know, thanks a lot, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm blaming you for the Philadelphia Eagles having the best record in the NFL. God damn it. You got one job. Just win a game against the sorry-ass, broke-back Raiders.
What did you
and
say?
And keep the Eagles.
What did
Eagles,
you?
They got the best record in the NFL.
I'm going to be sick.
I think I'm going to be sick. I just don't understand, Tom.
That's terrible.
I know. See, we brought the show down immediately. However, we do have a contingency of Eagles fans out there who are so happy right now. And it's just what's good for us is we know what's coming. So.
Yeah! Oh, here we go.
Enjoy it while you can.
Woo!
Hey, Philly, you guys heard that Dallas was awarded the draft this year, right? They're going to have the draft.
Yeah. I heard that.
You know what that means, Tom? They're not going to have to ship any Super Bowl trophies in. They can just go down the street and get a few.
All right, Cowboys too. Let's go here. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 307. Coming up. Wait, what? Stay classy, what? Dick. Listen to him grow. Angry Mike and more.
I like Angry Mike.
I got to play this clip from Belichick. He finally gave me something a little different. And this one's they came back on the Jets. You know, they were down 14-0. They're down 14-0. They come back on the Jets. And, this was priceless after the game. What happened?
Get me high on 14-0 down here is not really where you want to be. But, you know, we fought back and we're able to tie it up at halftime and then, you know, took the lead. And, you know, we're able to string together a little bit more. You know, really, really competitive game.
Just score some points, and then you score some more points, you know, and then you string along a little more, and then you win the game. Yeah,
it's kind of how it works there. When you're done, you look up at the lights, and if they are shaped into a number that's bigger than the guys that you're playing, well, then you win. They put it in the paper. Yeah, we came down here. We played a football game. There was a football and points. We had more of them.
Dude, you know, they probably, it almost sounds like they caught him off guard. Somebody probably grabbed him in the bathroom or something. He was trying to take a piss, and he didn't have it. He wasn't prepared, so he had to come up with something off the cuff. Right. And he probably said a little too much. Damn, I should have told him about the points thing.
I think that's the first thing. You have two goals. One is first get in field goal position, and then your second goal, of course, is to score a touchdown.
Right, exactly.
So there you go. Bill Belichick's been going to the John Madden School of Coaching.
Right,
because when he's right, he's a genius. When he's not, he's stupid. He's just right a lot, that's all.
If it works, you're a genius. If it doesn't work, you're stupid.
Right. See, mybookie.ag has been waiting a while to tell me I'm stupid, but I've been the genius, and I'm going to be talking to them about the Jets this week.
Oh, we're going to be talking about a lot coming up at the end of the show in regards to that. All right, let's get this from Al Michaels. He made a joke about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein, douchebag of the millennium.
Honestly, I don't know how you can even sexually harass people if you're not even going to bother to shave. The dude, he constantly looks like he needs a fucking bath.
Well, I don't know what I mean. How old is he? This has been going on for a long, long time.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I'm not making light of this for all of you Me Too's out there. But the fact of the matter is I'm going to make light of this because that's what we do. And honestly, whoever told him that was a good look? You know, you should look like you haven't shaved in 3 days all the time. He looks like a pig. He looks like a complete fucking hobo. Honestly, if he wanted to avoid any legal problems, he could have just put on a dirty jacket and hung out down on Hollywood Boulevard, and nobody would have known it was him.
He is a pig.
Oh, I know he is a pig, but he even looks like a pig. He's got money. You could at least look a little better. Buy a fucking razor.
How about all these guys, these actors, these big name actors that are admitting they didn't say anything, that they knew stuff happened and said nothing and did nothing?
Well, dude, this is a guy that has enough power that he can say, well, then you know what? You're not going to work anymore. Nobody's going to listen to you, and you're not going to work.
Right.
That's it. You're done. So that's what I think the biggest expose about all this is, except for the fact that we are seriously a bunch of whiny twats to make Al Michaels apologize for this.
Well, I don't think anybody made him do it. I think he just did it. But here's the comment he made.
I mean, let's face it. The Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein, and they're up by 14 points.
Only my L.A. guy comes up with that.
Well, you know.
There you go.
All you have to do is read the papers. Any paper.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, Chris Collinsworth is only my L.A. guy could come up with. No, Chris. Anybody,
yeah, no
pretty
shit.
Much like he said, all you have to do is just listen to any news, anything, and you're going to hear this guy's name.
Well, he did say read the papers, which does put him over 70 years old. So there's that. But, yeah, Chris Collinsworth represents all the idiots that made the apology necessary.
Uh-oh.
You know what? If Stephen Colbert says that, who says anything?
Nobody.
Nobody.
No, but
freaking, what's his name? Jimmy Fallon says that. Who says that? Johnny Carson would have never left that alone. He would have said that 100 times, and every single time that fat drunk would have gone, hi-yo!
Well, remember now, Stephen Colbert is the most trusted newsman in the country.
Well, that's true, besides Jon Stewart. But he's retired, and he also has one of those beards that looks like he hasn't shaved in 3 days. What the fuck is up with that?
All right, so after a little bit, all of a sudden Al Michaels said this.
Back in Denver, sorry I made a reference earlier before, trying to be a little flip about somebody obviously very much in the news all over the country, and was not meant in that manner. So my apologies, and... we'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it with,
yep. Move on.
I'm trying to understand what he means by it. I didn't mean it in that manner. Well, I would like to know. I want him to explain. Now, see, now this brings up another question. Exactly what manner did you mean it in? First off, I didn't. Was it bad? I mean, all he said was the Giants have had a worse week, or as bad a week, whatever it was.
I mean, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey.
Okay, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. That all he's saying is the Giants had a terrible week. There's nothing offensive about that. There's nothing disparaging to any of the victims about it. I don't understand.
Well, like I said, that's a late night joke. That's a late night television staple joke that's not even all that funny. But oh my God. And you know why he said that way? Because if you say, I didn't mean it that way, then that means every single little twit out there that's figured out a way that they're offended by this is now mollified because they think he's talking to them. That's it. That's it.
What the heck's going on out there?
I don't know, John. I don't know. Man.
I always sound like such a misogynistic asshole. And you know what? We're not going to make jokes about Harvey Weinstein on this show because it's not what we do, and it doesn't make any difference anyway because... But God damn it, everything doesn't have to be the end of the world. You don't have to make a guy apologize in the middle of a football game. Don't you people know you're watching a fucking football game? Grow some balls! Jesus Christ, it's football. Why are you watching?
All right. Well, speaking of football, Dick Stockton, he was doing the Jaguars.
Don't say Dick, Tom.
The Jaguars Rams game.
Name Dick Wilson.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh.
Time out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Dick and Wilson.
So he's doing the Jags and Rams game, and, you know, he's reading the teleprompter.
Right. Right.
And he Ron Burgundy'd it. Okay?
Yeah, he did his job. He did what he was supposed to do.
Right. This is hilarious.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes young offensive tackle right there.
Oh, Schlereth just going to go right on like, I don't know. Schlereth kind of sounded like he was struggling to talk. Maybe he was going to crack up laughing. I don't know, man, but that was fantastic.
Schlereth had to pick his jaw up off the desk.
Is that what it was?
Meanwhile, the director is in Schlereth's ear. Holy crap, say something. Fucking say something.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
That's too goddamn funny. It's 1st and 10. Now look over at Mark Schlereth for comment.
Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
This is worse than that, though. I mean, he read the word look, and then he didn't know where to go, so he just kept going.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
I would have just said, at porn. Left it at that.
Well, now, wait a minute. This one's worse from Ron Burgundy.
From the entire Channel 4 News team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Oh, my God. You know, somebody this week put together a video of Joe Buck reading off promos for failed Fox shows and junked it all over Twitter. You know, it could have been funny, but if it was 10 minutes long, I don't fucking sit there for all that.
Oh, I listened to some of it and went, well, this is just boring.
It was boring.
It was just boring.
Now, if anybody can find me, all right, what's that guy? John Leguizamo. When he first started out, he was a very annoying comedian.
That's right.
He got his own show on Fox
called
House of Buggin'. Remember that? It lasted about 2 weeks.
I do remember that.
I have never forgotten, and I want somebody to find this for me so bad. Pat Summerall reading, coming up next here on the Fox Network, House of Buggin'. And listening to John Madden try to tell people what it is. He can't say Leguizamo or anything. If somebody finds that, that's like my holy grail of the day. House of Buggin'.
Wow.
Think about that and talk about that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who that guy is.
You just sit on a couch and watch television or read or something until you just fall asleep.
By the way,
you watch House of Buggin'.
Yeah, I noticed today Dick Stockton does not have a game assignment this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got the week off. Yeah. I'm serious. Mark Schlereth, I'm telling you, he probably sprained one of his eyebrows when it shot up when he said that. What?
Yeah.
Stuart Scott. Stuart Scott is great. All right, let's move on to this Jets fan, because he's
all right,
great.
Thank you to Brandon White for sending me. But this was a nice present. I woke up on Monday morning. First thing, I got this message from old listener Brandon White in my Facebook box of this guy. Thank you, Brandon. This is lovely.
We like gifts.
Yes, we do, especially those kind. Everybody, man, keep your eyes and ears open, because even though you find it funny, we'll make it funnier. There you go. That's our tagline this year.
Oh.
All right, go ahead.
You guys only have to deal with this ego 1 hour a week, man. I got to put up with it all the time.
That's right.
Somebody does. It's like Kid Rock said. It ain't. It's
that sounds about like what Kid Rock would say. I think he's an airheaded dumbass motherfucker. I think you got it right on the first try, Tom. Tell you what, all you goddamn bumper sticker patriots out there, doesn't he look awesome with the flag rubbing up into his goddamn disgusting armpits?
Oh my
anyway.
God.
Sorry, I'm all on a tangent. Go ahead.
No, he said it ain't cocky if you can back it up.
That's right. I float like a butterfly and sting like me.
All right, let's get to this Jets fan. We actually, I'm going to talk about two Jets fans here since we're doing it here. I'll just tell this other story as well. So before we get to the audio of the upset Jets fan, I want to mention this one guy here. Okay, so I mean, we're talking about irony being off the charts on this. You saw this picture, right?
Yeah, I saw this picture.
Okay, so this thing's going viral, so everybody listening may have seen it, but if you haven't...
It's on our Facebook page. Sorry to break you off there.
Is it really?
Oh, of course it is. We are on top of shit in that Facebook page. Bang Radio Hour, find us on Facebook. It has everything.
All right, well, if you haven't seen it, go look for this. Just look for a Jets fan flag. That'll do it. Google that. You'll get it. This guy is, he's taking a tour inside the stadium before the game, and he's wearing a shirt that says, "I stand for the national anthem." It's on his back.
Yeah.
Great big letters. Yeah. He has a flag with him. All right. This fucking guy spreads the flag out on the field and sits down like he's having a picnic. He's got a beer with a straw in it.
It's not even spread out. He's just sitting on it. It's all wrinkled up underneath him.
It's ridiculous. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You're like, I stand for the national anthem, but I stick my ass on the flag on the ground? What is that?
What was one of the baseball players during when his celebration when they won the wild card game, I think it was, had a freaking U.S. flag pair of underwear on, and he's running around. And I'm thinking, well, you patriotic people, don't you realize what that is offensive to the flag?
Oh, it's isn't it sacrilege to change the flag and wear it as clothing? And I mean, you know, we see these girls in flag bikinis, and isn't that like the wrong? That's disrespectful to the flag, right?
It used to be against the law, and then in the late 60s, early 70s. No, I'm serious. It used to be, I don't know that they could do anything, but like maybe write you a $10 citation or something. But you used to not be able to, they didn't make that kind of shit. And then Abbie Hoffman wore it as a shirt during, you know, 1968's protests. And then people started doing it, and then now you can, you know, you can pretty much wear it as underwear while you're celebrating your victory in the freaking playoffs.
Yeah, you can burn it now. I mean,
well,
you know.
This guy's sitting on it. My honest reaction at first was I thought it was a Photoshop because this looks like the kind of thing that would be Photoshopped. But I can't tell that it is. I don't think it is. Usually you can see a problem with the light, but there is no light. There's no shadow. So
yeah,
it's hard to tell.
No, that's a Jets fan.
Either that or it's a Russian that's just trying to piss people off.
Let's just say that we have audio of this Jets fan.
Okay.
Okay, this was him before the game. See, chilling, got his beer, drinking it with a straw, sitting on his flag with his I Stand for the National Anthem shirt. Well, then he watched the game. He's all excited. Next thing you know, here we are at the end of the game, and what happens?
Crap! How fucking much are you fucking paying them, motherfucker?
Well, no, that's called a touchdown, isn't it?
That's a fucking touch! Wait, what? We have the ball!
This is the Austin Seferian Jenkins play from last week. He's watching that.
That's called a touchdown, isn't it?
That's a fucking touch. Wait, what?
He sounds like a cartoon dog. He's like Astro.
Wait, what? We have the ball at the 20-yard line. What's going on? What's going on?
Maybe there's a chance.
Rastro wants to go outside. Wait, what?
George?
Red score rush down, George? What's going on?
What? It was fourth down, wasn't it?
I'm in that.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
They didn't count it.
No.
I wish his name was Troy.
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. You know, this whole show is inside jokes half the time. People are going to be like listening to this for the first time going, what the hell does that even mean?
What's going on?
What'd he do?
Boom, boom. He's smiling your face.
What's going on? Wait, what?
Whoa, hold on. Oh, goddamn. You know that what he do, lady? She reminds me. What was that song? What he do? They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. They're backstabbers.
What he do?
They what smile do? In your face.
What he do?
Now I'd have to mix it up.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what?
Something is wrong.
Oh hell, man! And you know what? What did you think of that play? What happened?
What happened?
Yes. Did they get the call right? What happened?
Based on what?
I think based on what you saw.
Which stack of rule books do I got to go through?
The current one, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Here in chapter 943, paragraph 612, subsection C, appendix D.
Right. It's at the point where it's like the tax code. You know?
Yes. Oh, I know. He just remember. Well, maybe the bull came running out and shit on the side that says it's a freaking touchback.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
Right.
There you go. But hey, all right. What it looked like to me was he lost control of it, whether it came off of his body and hit the ground or not. He didn't have control when he actually crossed the goal line, and by the time he did, he was laying on the white line. That's a touchback.
I guess.
But, you know, the fucked up thing is that should not go to the other team. If you want to do anything, take it back to the 20. Anywhere else on the field, whose ball is it?
Yeah, I know. I hate that. I've always hated that.
That's the worst part.
It doesn't make sense. So if I fumble out of bounds at the one, I get the ball at the one. But if it goes across the goal line and fumbles, I give up the ball. Right. It makes no sense. I got it to the end zone. Jesus Christ.
No shit. I don't get it at all. What the hell is that? That's the worst part of that rule. That's dumb as shit. Look, NFL, you want to focus on something that will help the game? Fix that. Don't fucking worry about them standing up.
Wait a minute. We might have something here.
We do. I think we do.
Okay.
We can patent it immediately.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's think about this for a second. They might be completely contradicting themselves in that, okay?
Okay.
Let's think about this from the other standpoint. If you're on offense and you're going to score a touchdown and you throw the ball to the end zone and the defensive guy interferes with your receiver in the end zone, by rule, the ball is placed at the 1 yard line.
Right.
So why is it that that can happen in the end zone and the ball comes out to the 1 yard line? Doesn't that contradict?
Dude, you're trying to make sense out of the rule book. There's nothing. As a matter of fact, if you go down to subsection DX with appendix F, right down here in the fine print, it says that any contradictions shall no longer be considered contradictions. I guess they're banking on the fact that you won't be able to find what you just read anyway because you don't have enough time, you know, to be able to look it up.
What the heck's going on out there?
I don't know, John.
Well, what happens if I snap the ball into my own end zone from my 1 yard line where I have an opportunity for a 99 yard touchdown pass, but I fumble it and it goes out of bounds?
Wait, what?
That happens.
Right. That's what the fans are saying.
You're screaming?
Right. That's what happens.
That's right. Austin Seferian Jenkins, hold the ball! You've got to get it in the end zone!
Who the fuck is calling these plays?
I can't believe what is happening! It almost feels like an erection!
Mind-boggling!
It is!
It is! It's amazing! I haven't even taken my Viagra! yeah. Hey, you know what? Nah, never mind. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
That's for the benefit of everybody else.
Wait, what?
Hold on, wait.
Don't.
By the way, I've been looking at that Jets fan sitting on the flag. He is white. He has blonde hair. I'm making the call. He's a Russian agent. And he's just stirring up trouble.
Right.
Hey, prove me wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how what gave it away is on his shirt, it doesn't say the word the. It just says, I stand for flag. So, there you go. They don't have t-shirt proofreaders over in the Kremlin.
Wow. All right, let's go to break.
All right, let's we have go to do break. That.
We got some good stuff coming up next. We're going to get into Colin Kaepernick just a little bit. I want to talk about him for a minute.
Oh, cool.
Also,
I can't wait to talk about
it.
But
I don't want to get into the protests. I don't want to talk about any more protest stuff. I mean, it is what it is. It's been going on for weeks. Everybody knows where they stand on it, and so be it.
Let's talk about his career as a stand-up comedian.
Right.
How about that?
I was thinking about Chipotle, but I think he's probably never going to be hurting for money. But anyway, we'll get into that coming up. And you got to hear. All right. We hear all these polls from fans. Wait till you hear this poll of players in the NFL and what they think about different things. This is great stuff. I was so glad I found this so I could share this with people because there's so much good stuff in here. We'll get to that coming up as well.
Radio. You've heard of Chicks on Football, but now there's something that even the most basic, simple, rudimentary sports fan can learn the complex game of football from. It's Football for Dummies, narrated by John Madden. In Football for Dummies, you'll learn all the basics, like why the players hit each other.
If you throw a ball and you lead a guy into a collision, there's going to be a collision.
Wow, that's amazing, and the insight doesn't even stop there. You can even learn stuff from John about your stuff.
I mean, your stuff up here is all connected. I mean, you know, you got a head here, and then your shoulder's right here, and then you got a neck.
And once you get through all that basic stuff, you can learn the complex rules about how to get into the postseason.
I think the place to look is in the divisions, because we know this, that if you win your division, you're going to be in the playoffs. And then if you're in the playoffs, you have to win two or three games, and you're in the Super Bowl.
That's it? It's so simple.
It is simple. When John says it,
it's so simple, it's stupid.
It is, isn't it? Order Football for Dummies today.
I'm in the money.
He is.
I'm in the money.
That's right, he is.
Hey, Tom, how you doing there, buddy?
Watching you be in the money.
I am in the money from mybookie.ag, man. I haven't missed yet this year, and you know what they haven't missed? Paying me.
He hasn't missed. They paid.
And I'm happy because I'm in the money.
He's in the money.
I'm in the money.
Money John.
And you know what, Tom? You are even benefiting. Follow me. Make a bet on mybookie.ag. You're in the money.
I am. I am, because I won last week, and you won last week.
Yeah.
And we just keep winning, and I love it. And it's so easy, and it's so fast. 2 business days, your money's in your account. It's that simple. And if you go on and put in the promo code BANG at mybookie.ag, they will match your offer. So you get twice as much money to bet with as you put in. It's that simple. Get over there. Get the mobile app. The mobile app's fantastic. You know, you can check lines anytime. You decide you want to make a bet. Boom, doesn't matter where you are. You can jump on there and make a bet. So join now. MyBookie will match your deposit up to a 100% bonus. Just use the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G. Enter that promo code to activate the offer, and they will match your deposit. Get over to MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Quickly.
This yard of space is called no man's land. Football games are won or lost by control of this narrow strip of land. The battle for it is a violent one. The hands of combat. The hands of pros. This is the part of the game rarely seen by the spectator. The shattering impact of a block, the mountainous size of an onrushing defender, the splintering force of a forearm shiver. One ton of muscle with a one-track mind. Down in the dirt, the lair of the lineman. This is where the game is played. The fringe of no man's land is patrolled by the linebackers. Search and destroy.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush,
John Ben,
and Al Pacino. And you're listening to John and Tom
on the Bang Radio Hour. Whoa! Oh, I just ate myself.
So would you entertain the idea of bringing Colin Kaepernick in to compete for that backup job?
Did you just listen to that question I just answered? Okay, I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley, 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. The quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be, okay? We're fortunate to have a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. We're committed to the path that we're on. We need to play better as a football team. And Brett Hundley, he'll be starting this week, and Joe Callahan will be the backup.
That would be a no. Not going to be signing Kaepernick. That's what I heard.
Well, you know, people don't consider that part of it, that he's got 3 years invested in this guy. He's got 2 years invested in that guy.
Right.
And the fact that the quarterback room is just down the hallway from the candy machine and the soda machine, and the bathroom's only right next door. It's right where he needs it to be. Especially because of where the candy machine is. You know, he's happy about it. They don't think of that. They don't think of that stuff.
ESPN was ridiculous with the Aaron Rodgers story.
Oh, you think?
You know, so over the top. I mean, this is a movie trailer. This was real. This was how ESPN was letting everybody know about Aaron Rodgers. Listen to this.
Cobb in motion to the slot of the left side. Newman right with him. Snap to Rodgers. Steps up, scrambles right, buying time, dumps it up, and Bennett dropped it incomplete. He was wide open. Another drop for Martellus Bennett.
Aaron Rodgers, slow to get up, Wayne. Tough day today. But as a football team, we have to move forward.
Rodgers down on his back near the 30-yard line.
This is a hard day. We all understand the magnitude of what Aaron means to our football team.
Looked like it was Anthony Barr hitting him. Aaron Rodgers just now getting up.
That doesn't look good.
Losing Aaron Rodgers, it speaks for itself. I mean, in my opinion, he's the best player in football. But this is a team game. I have confidence in Brett Hundley. Brett Hundley's my quarterback. Joe Callahan's a backup. That's the direction we're going. That is the focus. And that's where we are.
My God, dude. That sounds like some rated R the rest of the Packers season. Coming soon, next week.
Oh, I expected to see White Walkers coming over one side of a mountain and dragons coming over the other side of the mountain. And you know what I mean? Jeez.
Tell you what, Brett Hundley might not be Jon Snow, but I tell you, I'm not too concerned. I don't know that they're going to still be a dominant football team by any stretch, but I liked him when he was at UCLA, and I think they're going to be fine.
Going to be fine. I don't think they're
crazy?
I don't think they're a threat to the NFC anymore.
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, we do have an email here. I'm going to jump ahead. We got an email this week that says, hang on, let me pull it up here. Pull it up here off of the printer. Dear shareholder, this letter is to inform you that all plans for this year's Super Bowl parade have been canceled. Sincerely, the Green Bay Packers. Well, so we got our email early, folks.
Aw.
And you know, you can be a shareholder. Anybody wants to can own a piece of the Packers for $250.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Aw, Lovey.
Poor Lovey.
Poor Lovey.
Come on, come on, come on.
Let's go to Black Guy there. Yeah, what's his name? I don't know. The second guy. Nobody knows who the backup quarterback is.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
These people have had, four quarterbacks in the last 25 years in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
That's yeah, they don't know who the backup quarterback is.
They
no
never
way.
Do. They never know.
Nope, they don't need to know. They think he's the guy that parks cars.
Exactly.
If you need some Gatorade, yes, that guy down there. Hey, number 14, come here.
So we'll see how that ends up going for them. I mean, damn it, if he was going to do it, why couldn't he do it the week before?
Well, you know, I'm not too concerned about that. Just go ahead and suspend Zeke and get that out of my hair, and I'll be happy with that. By the way.
Well, that's not happening.
Remember when Deadspin used to be kind of edgy and really kind of, you know, for guys like us in some ways?
You mean until Hulk Hogan sued the shit out of him?
And now it's, you know what, they're, oh, you know what, it's the rule, it's not against the rules what happened to Aaron Rodgers, and that's the problem. No, it's not the problem, you stupid idiots. It's called a collarbone. They break with 9 pounds of pressure.
I never heard him say that when Tony Romo broke his twice a couple years ago.
Well, you know, it's because he's Tony Romo.
Right.
Right, and it wasn't like anybody flopped on him. I remember the dude hit him square in the chest with his helmet. It broke his collarbone. The guy, fullback missed the block.
He's spearing, John. That should be against the rules.
Oh, God. Hang on a second. Jeez. Sorry, everybody. Tom's on his period.
I'm kidding. Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL.
The poor fella. I'm telling you. A grievance?
Collusion. He's claiming collusion. He's claiming the owners have gotten together to blackball him, and you're not allowed to do that. And that's true. You're not allowed to do that. But
true.
You can just not sign him. You just can't collude to keep him out. Now, I'm telling you, I suppose all teams, and, you know, again, we've talked about it, a lot of teams just don't want the distraction, and it comes with a distraction. Although,
I'd say 32 of them don't want the distraction.
Well, but is it a distraction at this point? Because every team's got guys doing it. Every team's got guys doing it. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's showing every team's guys that are kneeling are getting shown on television every week. So,
right.
And they're getting asked about it after the game. So how's it in, if they get one more guy at this point, he's just one more guy kneeling.
No, he is the guy. And whichever team he goes to, all of those other people that are looking at all those other teams are all going to flock to that team. And all it takes is one guy in the locker room after a loss to go, you know what, fuck this. I don't feel like even talking about that shit. No, I don't agree with it. And then, oh my God. So, you know, I'm sorry you're filing a grievance. I don't really, if I'm the lawyers for the league, I think my defense is, do you really think that they have to call each other to say, hey, we don't want this guy? I think they can all look at it himself and go, no, we don't want this shit.
Well, but you know what? Most guys will look the other way if it'll help them win. That's the
talent
thing. Because
gets a pass,
because
right?
winning cures everything. We know this, John. Winning friggin' right. cures everything.
Even a double murder.
Exactly.
And a stolen Bible.
All right. 39 quarterbacks. We are up to 39 quarterbacks that have been signed since Colin Kaepernick became a free agent. And most of them are not starters.
Right. Well, you know, it's like you ever break up with a girl and you just can't get over, and she goes out with 39 guys to give you the hint. Get the fucking hint, dude. She's in the movie. Okay.
He broke down the wall, brother. That was a gangbang.
All right. So I don't know how he proves this. I mean, you obviously need some hard evidence, but
right.
His lawyer claims there is a smoking gun. So whatever that is, I don't know. Would they find some letter, some email between the owners? That's what I don't know what the heck, what kind of smoking gun you're going to find there, but I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, well, if I was a calloused bastard and this was that kind of a show, I'd have made a joke about a cop's gun. But I'm not that calloused bastard, and that's not this kind of a show. Yeah, I'd like to see how you can prove it. I mean, really, unless there's a chain of emails, at which point the owners should get everything that's coming to them for being so fucking stupid. Then, you know, I believe stupidity should be punished above almost everything else.
Did you see Rodgers pointing at the defensive player at when he was coming off the field after he got hurt?
Yes, I did. And then I saw him get on a cart because of his shoulder.
Well, I saw him walking and he was pointing at that guy. He's like, you know, like pointing at him like that was dirty or something. And, you know, it's funny. All week long, every defensive player in the league said that was not a dirty play. And every offensive player went, yeah, it was probably a dirty play.
Well, you know, I don't think it was a dirty play. Do you remember when all the Raider fans used to cry because Siragusa flopped down on top of Rich Gannon?
Yeah.
right? But that didn't break his collarbone. Tony Romo got hit a completely different way. It broke both his collarbones. Didn't Matthew Stafford break his collarbone and then throw a touchdown pass?
He did.
We have audio of that. That dude gets broke up and then throws a touchdown on the next play.
Oh, shoulder.
Right. He had to leave the field, remember? And you remember when the receiver comes up and hit him on the shoulder pad.
I know.
He had to leave the field, and then after the very first play, he had to sit for one play, he went back in and threw the fucking touchdown pass. A bullet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so, look, it happens. It's football. And like I said, a collarbone, think about it like a circuit breaker. All right, if you fall down face first onto your arms, you don't want those bones jamming up into your neck and all the vitals up top that are supposed to be protected. So you have this thing here that snaps and breaks their momentum.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
There's your God. There's 20 seconds of silence, Skip. 20 seconds of silence. Your collarbone is like a circuit breaker. It's like a 15-amp circuit breaker. Don't take much to trip that bitch. Skip.
Skip. Skip.
Yeah. So, you know, Colin, suck it up.
All right.
He's a martyr.
Speaking of what players think, ESPN polled 155 NFL players.
Cool. I like all right. that.
Yep. And here's That's what cool. they asked. Who is the most overrated quarterback in the league?
Oh, they would have had to have said, let me see. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Russell Wilson.
No.
No. Damn, it's because he was getting dicked last week. I figured they didn't respect him.
They dick Wilson.
Yes, they did. He was not in the top five.
Oh, okay. I kind of didn't think so because he is a tough bastard. He gets dicked.
Try again.
Let's see. Sam Bradford.
He was fifth, 7% of the vote.
Jay Cutler.
Fourth, tied with Sam Bradford with 7% of the vote.
Dak Prescott.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dak. Let's see. I'm having a hard time going through all the quarterbacks. I mean, it's obvious things like Trevor Siemian, he's a rookie or a second-year guy.
Okay, now, yeah. All right, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's third with 10%.
Okay.
Andrew Luck, second with 11% of the vote.
I think you got to be on the field to be able to have that vote, but I guess maybe that's it. He's just a name that doesn't play.
Is that...
yeah, where is he? He's what was that guy that used to play? Oh, what the hell was the defensive back that used to play for the Colts that he would never play?
Oh.
Yeah, everybody thought he was great. Remember I did that cartoon? That kid was at the NFL Experience, and he ran onto the thing and he disappeared. Look.
Yes.
What the hell was his name?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't remember. Robert Butler or some shit like that? I don't think so.
All right. The number one most overrated quarterback, according to 155 NFL players, with 14% of the vote.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that was going to be me. Oh, gee. It ain't my fault. The ball goes bouncing up off them guys. These dudes can't block nobody.
All right. Now, the next question is, who is the one quarterback you would not want as a teammate?
Drew Brees.
That you would not want as a teammate?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get ready for the game, and there he is over there having everybody jump up and down yelling after his stupid nursery rhymes. Jay Cutler.
Number one, 42% of the vote. Wasn't even close. The second place was a tie at 6%. That's how far ahead he was of everybody.
I saw something this week. You know what? If they asked just quarterbacks, you know what the answer would be? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because everywhere he's been, and he's been everywhere, the starter gets hurt. You look it up. Going all the way back to the Rams, the starter gets hurt when he's there.
Let me tell you something. When he was with the Rams and he came in for Kurt Warner, I picked him up in fantasy football. Made it to the championship game that year. I benched Peyton Manning.
Oh, my God.
And started Ryan Fitzpatrick because Manning was up there in the Northeast in the cold. and I knew it was going to be bad, and it was. And Fitzpatrick at home in the dome with those receivers and that, you know, greatest show on turf lit it up, and I won that game.
The Harvard Horror. Hey, you know what? He started off horrific last week and made that game into a game.
He did. And that's what he does. And that's the thing. Like you said, every starter gets hurt, but he comes in and kicks ass.
All right, well, let's not misunderstand Washington Redskins. I want Kirk Cousins. I don't care what it costs.
All right. By the way, second place, tied for second at 6%, was Philip Rivers and Cam Newton. I was surprised.
Well, you know, because he pisses off everybody's girlfriend. They got to hear it when they go home. You hear what he said today? How come you're going to agree with him? You're going to listen to him in the huddle? Why don't you go tell him this?
All right.
Tell him what I said.
Next question is, which rookie quarterback will have the most success in the NFL of this year's rookies?
Watson.
Yes, with 61% of the vote.
Probably yes, because the teams that he's played already he's in week six now, week seven now. So,
well, no. This was before the season started.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was the national champion.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
He shut somebody out.
Yeah. Mitchell Trubisky second at 18%.
Okay.
And with 12% of the vote, Deshaun Kaiser.
Well, you know, Deshaun's got to do some growing.
Well, that's funny you said that, because Hugh Jackson, last week, you know, he benched Deshaun. He put in that Hogan kid for the game.
What's his name?
Hogan.
Hogan, yeah. They put his name on his back on a sticky note. Don't run around too much.
What's funny is that's what the Browns fans do to their own jerseys.
I know. Hogan.
All right, so Hogan's in, and Hugh's got Deshaun Kaiser on the sideline. You know, he's got the headphones on. He is plugged into the game. He's every play that goes in, Kaiser's hearing it, and he's watching the game. And Hugh commented on that whole process during the game.
Probably in between almost every series, I had conversations with Deshaun. I wanted to make sure he was learning and growing and what he saw. I thought he'd seen some things that where he can grow from. I heard growth out of him, and I think that's what matters.
Wait. He heard growth?
I heard growth out of him.
Yes.
I heard growth out of him, Tom. It was like the strangest sound. I couldn't believe it. I heard this noise, and I turned around, and Deshaun was 7 feet tall.
I like Deshaun. You know, I like the feel of him with me.
Jeez. I heard him growing over there, Tom, and I could smell him learning.
I heard growth out of him.
I heard growth. He sounded amazing. I smelled some. I felt growth in my mouth. He was like it was right there. We stood on the sidelines and we watched the game and chilled. Deshaun kept calling it Netflix. Whatever that is. I thought we were just watching film. I heard him growing. It sounded like
I heard growth out of him.
You know,
I felt pressure on the back of my neck.
Leave it to you. I never heard that way until you. I never even thought of that until you.
I didn't think of it either.
Well, who did? Yes, you did.
I'm not taking responsibility for anything I say on this show.
I heard growth out of him.
Oh, God.
It says so right in the beginning that none of this is factual and should not be considered in any way realistic.
All right, let's move on with this poll.
Jeez.
Oh, boy, sounds like a nice time. Is Deshaun coming over?
Oh, my God.
Should feel that boy grow.
Jeez. All right.
All right.
All right, which quarterback will win the most Super Bowls in the next 10 years?
Tom Brady. He's not going to stop until he's 50.
Yep, he's number one with 21% of the vote.
So they think that he will win the most in the next 10 years at 40 years old. They think he's going to win at least two more. That would have to be that, right? Because Kirk Cousins is going to get four or five.
That tells you the respect the league has for the guy, man.
Either that or they just ask the Patriots. Actually, you know what? Every aging player wants to go play there one more time so they can get a ring before they retire.
Well, right behind Brady was Derek Carr at 20%.
Really? Well, now, you know what? Up until last night, I would have laughed about that.
I know.
Last night, he showed up with Amari Cooper's allowed to do.
Wow. And then Aaron Rodgers is next at 18%, followed by, with 10%, Dak, Dak, Dak.
Yeah, good. Well, no, not good. I thought this was the one where everybody wanted to kick his ass. Shit. I don't think so. I disagree with that. I will take circle for the square.
All right. Which quarterback do you most want to sack?
Tom Brady.
Yep. 49% of the vote.
Yeah, then Jay Cutler, right?
No, Ben Roethlisberger.
They just want to jump on him. Like, cause you remember when you were like six and your uncle would come over, you'd jump all over him and it was fun? That's kind of like what it's like trying to take down Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
They can just pile on his ass and have some fun.
And then Aaron Rodgers. Hey. So they, you know, they're basically going about after the top Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, you know.
Hey, that's right. And you should remember that every time that I'm nearby, that I am Ben Roethlisberger and I have won two Super Bowls. Make sure you tell your wives that, because I would like them to watch me and look at me and think about what they could do with me if you weren't in the picture.
I'm sorry. I was listening to one of the old shows where we were talking about him.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He was the cat. You were in the 150s.
I was in the 150s. But they'll be coming up on YouTube very soon.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a little bit.
All right. And finally, wait till you hear the answer to this.
All right.
Which quarterback talks the most trash?
Well, it's not Kirk Cousins. I can tell you that. Did you see the mic'd up segment of him this week?
He is a boring son of a bitch.
He freaking lowers his shoulder into this dude and then tells him, good tackle. Good tackle, D. And the guy helps him up. Oh, that's a good move. Good, nice move. But let's see. Who is the one that talks the most trash?
Yep.
DeShone Kizer.
DeShone Kizer?
He's out there on the field. Hey, yo, man, my coach letting me do all kinds of shit with him. You should come on over, man. He's a slut.
Can't you hear me growing?
I've been growing all over you.
I heard growth out of him.
I'm going to open up your skull and fertilize your brain, Hugh Jackson.
I'm going to crack your cranium and fertilize your brain.
Go ahead. Boy, this has just gone off into a weird way.
Oh, it's great. All right. Number one, Cam Newton. Cam Newton is number one, 26% of the vote for talking the most trash.
Well, I guess so. I would think that that's probably logical.
Okay. Now, the ones after this are the ones that surprise me.
Okay.
All right. At number two, with 24% of the vote, is Philip Rivers.
That's what I was going to guess, Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers is a mouthy son of a bitch, and if I wasn't just sitting around here goofing off and you know, high in my own juices right now, I would have thought he would have been first.
At number three, with 17% of the vote, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know that he talks trash more than tries to pick up other guys' girlfriends.
And after Rodgers, with 16% of the vote, Tom Brady.
Well, yeah, he can talk trash, because what are you going to do, punch an old man?
Yeah, right.
You know what are you going to do? All right, you want me to give you something that's embarrassing? Guess who had to start Kevin Hogan in a goddamn fantasy league last week?
What league?
I did.
What?
I'm in a fantasy league with some of our listeners, the Just for Pride League. There's nothing to it but pride. Obviously, I don't have any because I started streaming quarterbacks after I watched Eli Manning's first week. And last week, I was stuck with fucking Kevin Hogan because I refused to start Eli against Denver because it made sense.
John's in the... Say it again?
The Just for Pride League. It's just a bunch of guys.
Just for pride.
I heard growth out of him.
Uh-huh.
That's right. We sit around and we make sure each other feels super.
I like DeShone. You know, I like the feel of him with me.
I've only won one game in that league, and I think the reason is obvious.
Oh, how? What? God. Really? That's the best quarterback you have? What?
Well, honest to God, I'll be honest with you. Last week, I'm listening to the CBS Fantasy Football Today podcast, and one of those clowns on there said he was going to have a good day. And remember, I even said so on the podcast last week. I parroted that clown and said that he had a nice day when Kizer had that headache. And what happened? He shit the bed, and Eli lights it up.
Oh, by the way, DeShone Kizer is back as the starting quarterback this week.
Well, it's because we heard so much growth out of him this week. We got a note from his mother and everything.
I heard growth out of him.
All right, what do we got in email here?
All right, let's see. Hey, Tom and the other guy, I've been listening to your show for a long time. Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
He said Tom and the other guy. Okay. Well, fine.
Yeah,
I guess he has been listening for a while. I've been listening to the show for a long time. Glad to hear you're putting them on YouTube. Some of the best ones aren't on the feed list anymore, and I'm anxious to hear them again. Yeah, I think that's kind of the reason why we did it. I was telling my wife the other day that it probably took you guys this long to think about it because Bronco Billy is running your public relations department.
I thought they were all on the...
No, because what was happening, we have 300 shows. If somebody hits download all, my God, our freaking bandwidth goes through the roof.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea, guys. You can make a tenth of a penny every time somebody watches one of your commercials.
Yay!
And if you want me to waste my time and put all the old cartoons up on YouTube, send me an email and let me know. Please, suck up to me, all right? Because it's a lot of work.
Hooray! I'm going to be a ninja! Look at me, I'm a shadow warrior! Hooray!
I miss Billy.
That was the one where they kidnapped Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Kept him in Detroit.
That's right.
All right. So, that was from Jim in Boulder. So, hey, cool. Let's see. We've got another one here, Tom. I think this one is serious. Dear fans, I don't have anything to say, but I am obligated by my ego to interrupt NFL and NFL-related broadcasts with overlong and tedious explanations of why my crew or myself have dropped another seemingly unnecessary flag and halted the proceedings of that which everybody is enjoying. However, since I have just stated that my ego and, if the truth were to be told, my admiration of my own physical stature have caused this interruption, then no further explanation is necessary. Sincerely, Ed Hockley.
Well, I honestly thought it was going to be signed by this supposed referee that hates the Eagles. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this. One of our listeners was actually putting out a petition to get him banned from Eagle games.
Yeah, I know. They had.
What's their evidence?
Well, they're claiming that in the past four Eagles games that he officiated, the penalties were like 12 penalties to one penalty.
Well, that's because the Eagles suck.
Well, but then if you go back to the fifth game, it was like 12 to one the other way. In favor of the Eagles by that ref. So it's like, what? So all of a sudden he decided he hated him four games prior?
Look, if you guys want to get it straight, the reason when you lose, it's because of the relative humidity. As we all remember right. From our friend McRong way back in the day.
Right.
All right, what's this guy's name? What's this ref's name?
I don't remember.
Let me see. I'm looking at the assignments. I hope I get him Monday night.
If you look at, I'm sure he's not on the game. But if you look at Eagles referee, I'm sure it'll pop right up.
It'll come up, stupid website. All right, let's see here. We got one more, I think. We've got another one from Adrian Lindsay, who wrote us last week and sent us that lovely bit of Michael Irvin versus Stephen A. Smith that everybody had a lot of fun with. Hey, thanks for the shout-out on Bang Radio Hour 306. When I heard the crack open your cranium and fertilize your brain, I fell out of my chair laughing and thought I have to get this to John and Tom. They'll lose their shit, which I would like to tell you has not yet happened. I still have some, but even though every day I leave a little bit more.
I still got my shit.
Uh-huh, this my shit.
Right. That's his shit. That's it.
All right. Hey, we got a character question.
Oh, we do?
Yes. All right. This one. Guess who this one's for?
Okay. Who's it from?
Oh, this is John. I haven't heard from these guys forever.
Okay.
That's it. I've had enough. We out of here. Don't get better. What the hell's all that about?
You know who that is.
I do remember that. I'm man. You know, since then, folks, my balls have dropped, and I can't quite get that high anymore.
That is
we'll see.
Carl and Kevin Poston, the notorious NFL agents, famous for demanding way more money than their clients ever deserved, and made most famous by a cartoon called Going Poston, in which the Poston brothers were in Butch Davis. Yes, going back to Butch Davis, head coach of the Cleveland Browns. They were in his office trying to get Kellen Winslow Jr. signed, who the Browns had just drafted, and it's one of the greatest cartoons in the history of any kind of cartoon ever made, and it was so great that they showed it to the Poston brothers on ESPN's Outside the Lines on television. They showed them that cartoon, and they got pissed off and called it racist.
That's right. Len Elmore called me a racist on ESPN.
And we got millions of fans, so thank you very much.
That's right. I forgot about the ESPN thing. I know that the soldier referenced it one time when he was talking to the media, telling them how he wasn't going to hold out. He goes, "Yeah, man, I've seen the cartoons. I'm not going to hold out."
I know.
That was in the That was in the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yep.
A question? Who be asking a question? We charge a lot of money to answer questions. You got that right. We don't work for free. Look, we have been calling Colin Kaepernick
since the first day we heard people was talking about it.
Yep, yep.
I said, yo, Carl, we should represent that boy Colin Kaepernick.
No, I think it was my idea.
What
but
you mean it was your idea? It was damn sure my idea.
Well, you are clearly mistaken, and that's why we ain't even allowed to call Colin Kaepernick, even if we wanted to.
All that is thanks to your monkeying around with these player contracts.
Me monkeying around?
Yeah, that was you monkeying
you
around.
You best shut up about who was doing the conducting of fiduciary irresponsibilities in regard to our esteemed clients.
Yeah, I know. I went there. Yeah, LeVar Arrington, man, he about as dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah,
it's amazing we ever even got caught.
Yeah, man. Oh, those were good times.
Esteem class.
Anyway,
yo, Colin, if you listening, hit us up.
Look, and I'm going to tell you what. If you don't want to stand, you ain't got to stand.
Not unless they pay you for it.
There you go.
That's right.
What we talking
That's
about.
Right. You ain't standing unless they pay you for it.
That flag is for sale. You know that.
That's right.
Oh, you know it.
Man. Hey, you hungry?
Yeah. You know, I could. Let's go see if we can afford some lunch.
All right.
John Tilliard now, however, is the fucking soldier.
He is.
I'm a fucking soldier.
Right. All right, so do you have any more email?
No, that's all we got. Like I said, most everybody was just bitching about the hiss.
All right, let's get on to the picks here real quick, along with mybookie.ag. That's the greatest thing in the world because finally, profits. Profits coming in, John!
Yeah, see, if those of you have been listening to us for a while when we've had... like things like this in the past, we have not done so well.
No, we were out of money by the end of the year, but this year, ha.
Well, we still might be out of money by the end of the year. We might get stupid. You never know.
Well, I'm going to get a little crazy this week because I like a lot of these games. All right, but first off, let's look at last week. Right. Spreads Mahoney. Lions +4.5.
They gave up 50.
I know. Jaguars -2.5.
That was -9.5.
No, that was Texans.
Oh, the Jaguars. I'm sorry. I got it backwards. Yeah.
Texans were -9.5. That one he got right. So, again, he's 1-2. Spreads over there, not in the money.
No, spreads not doing well. Spreads needs night job.
But if you remember correctly, I was all over that Texans -9.5, and they got that easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who didn't know Kevin Hogan was going to suck? Me.
And some guy on the CBS Fantasy Podcast.
But it's okay that Kevin Hogan sucked because you know what we found out about DeShone Kizer?
I heard growth out of him.
So we're okay in Cleveland, John.
we heard all about the fact that he is a loud grower.
Right. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter what game I say. We all know John was right, but you had the Bears +6.5, and you got that one. Actually, they won that game.
Yes, they did. They won it outright in overtime. That's right.
Yep.
Because the Ravens ain't shit. As a matter of fact, if you go to certain countries over here in Central Europe, Trubisky means the Ravens ain't shit.
Right.
That's what you say. You say, Trubisky, meet you Trubisky. It means the Ravens ain't shit.
So what is Spreads going to tell us this week?
All right. He is sitting here trying to write comedy, Tom. Spreads Mahoney is trying to write comedy and tell us why he got something wrong last week. And you know why you got something wrong last week, Spreads Mahoney? Because you're not listening to me. That's why. That's number one rule. Listen to me. All right. He's going the Dolphins -3 at home versus the Jets. He's going the Colts +3 upset pick versus the Jaguars. I have a hard time saying anything's an upset pick over the Jaguars. I really do. Some days their defense is awesome. Other days, they can't get out of their own way. And he's going to take the Panthers -3.5 versus the Bears.
Yep, and once again, I agree with one of them, and that's the one he'll get right, and that would be the Panthers minus... Well, he said 3.5. I got him at -3. I didn't get the 3.5.
He always snatches that half a point, doesn't he?
Well, whatever. I got him. I'll take that one. I will not. In fact, I'm taking the Jags -3.
Oh, yeah? I think that's a good pick. Well, you know, see, the thing is, I like Jacoby Brissett. I do. I think the guy can play. They can't stop the run either. And even though everybody thought Marlon Mack was going to be Mr. Darling, what did he get, 2 carries last week? And they keep giving it to the ageless wonder.
Frank Gore is still the man, isn't he?
Yep, he sure is. So, you know, I'll go ahead and I'll take the Colts, but I'm not picking them. That's not my game. I'm just disagreeing with it on that. I don't know who's going to win it, but I'm not going to. There's no way I'm touching the Jags in that game.
All right, what do you like?
All right, well, I'm going to take those Jets and give me 3 points against the Dolphins because I think last week was an aberration by the Miami Dolphins, and they're going to convert right back to the garbage that they were. And the Jets are playing a lot better than everybody thinks they are, and they're pissed off about the fact that they fumbled the ball out of the end zone and lost the game against the Patriots.
Well, I think they're... I think people are realizing they're a better football team than what they thought they were going to be. You know, I don't think there's
Blah, Pal's coming back.
Blah.
Blah.
Blah. The man's name of throw up. Blah.
We're not going to do that again.
All right, you got anybody? Is that the only game?
I got one more. I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints and give 4 points and get myself 4 points. No, give 4 points. I'm
giving
the Saints
minus four. Yep,
take that. They are putting up points out the yin yang.
Me too. I'm all over that game. Anybody else?
I could hear Deshaun's yin yang. I heard Deshaun's yin yang over there. I could hear it growing.
Anybody, is that it? Are you just two games?
That's it. That's all I'm taking this week. The Jets plus three, Saints minus four.
All these great lines, you're only taking two games.
Look, man, if there's one thing I know about bookies, when the line makes you go, wow, it's going to, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
I don't know, man.
They do. They know what they're doing. That's what I'm taking right there. So what do you, you took the Jags minus three, right? You said that one?
Yes.
What else you got?
Panthers minus three.
Okay.
Saints minus four. I'm with you on that
one. Yeah, that's a great pick.
It is a great pick. And don't forget, dude, okay, look, I don't care what's in his bloodline. He's a rookie, and the team's got several problems besides the quarterback in San Francisco. I will take the Cowboys minus six for sure. That Zeke is playing. You know Zeke's playing, right?
Yeah, he's playing. His lawyer's going to be out there on the field making everybody sign off waivers and shit.
All right, look, we're going to call a dive play. I need everybody to sign off on that, please, so we can make sure everything's crystal clear.
Well, when I saw that, you know, the minus six, I was like, yeah, they're going to win by a touchdown.
They're at home, right?
No, it's in San Fran.
It's San Francisco?
Yeah.
Well, that depends on where the fires are, I really guess. But San Francisco, I think, has lost five games by 3 points or less, something like that. And that guy wasn't too bad, but the Redskins, they backed off. They started playing zones, and you got to get up and jam those receivers and break the timing, because that's what he was doing. He was counting the three and throwing the ball.
Yeah,
be better hope the guy is there. But Garcon is a bad boy. He is a bad boy. So I wouldn't touch that game, but I don't know that the Cowboys are going to win by six.
Well, I'm only putting 100 on that one. I'm only putting 100 on the Jags. And I'm only putting 100 on the Panthers minus three, and I'm putting 200 on the Saints minus four. So I am betting 500 this week.
Big spender.
Yes.
But you know what? You're betting with money you won.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Yep. So
me, I'm going to take the money I won, and I'm going to buy my tickets to go see Thor Ragnarok, even though we didn't get paid to promote that movie.
And I'm not doing this because, you know, bet on a lot. I mean, last week, that Texan game was the only one I liked.
Yeah.
That was the only one I was willing to bet any money on. I just saw a lot of games this week I like. I wanted to take the Rams minus 3.5 at home against the Cardinals.
But they're not at home. They're in London.
Oh, is that game overseas?
Yes, they're overseas. Todd Gurley doesn't want to go.
Oh, I didn't realize it because it's a 1 o'clock game.
He doesn't like it over there because they call him Gurley. Hey, look, there's Gurley.
All right, real quick, I just wanted to mention this. This is a real news headline, John. I don't understand how this ends up in the news. I mean, in a newspaper, on a news website, this is the headline.
Okay.
Starbucks holiday cups will have a Christmas tree on them this year.
Dude, I am shocked and outraged. God damn it. Stop shoving your Christmas down my throat. Honest to God. We started the show with this. The reason why this is news is because America's nothing but a big goddamn bunch of vaginas. My God.
The vagina is the window to the soul.
I don't know, man. That's just, yeah, everything is so goddamn stupid anymore. It really is.
We're going to make everybody say Merry Christmas. I'm going to tell you that right now. Oh, yeah. We got to stop that right in its tracks. Guess what, asshole? It was never a problem.
I told you, man. I said it. What we've done to ourselves as a society. It's a stupid, stupid society. I tell you.
I'm sorry I made a joke about the Starbucks cups. I really do like Christmas, everybody, so don't take it that way.
There's also a war on Halloween, John.
Oh, I know. I know there is a war on Halloween. People are talking about whether or not trick-or-treating should be banned.
Oh, well, there are no more, you know, you forget wearing the costumes, the kids wearing costumes to school and having their little Halloween parades, and no, we can't have that anymore.
No, can't have that. Nope, not at all.
Because not everybody celebrates it. Well, then don't. Sit in your chair and fucking do a math quiz. Who cares?
Right. Meanwhile, these same fucking people that are complaining about all this shit sit there on social media all day.
Remember when we were kids? We got to go outside. You kids are spoiled, rotten little punks.
You know?
We had Halloween, you little fuckers.
Oh, they can't have Halloween. I'm sorry, but that costume over there might make them think that, you know, she's a lesbian or something, and we don't want to give her the wrong message.
All right, we're done. We got to go. Make sure you get to mybookie.ag to bet on your games, and also make sure you go to bangradiohour.com. If you want to buy something from Best Buy, anything you're going to buy from Best Buy online, okay, people do that. You don't have to... You don't have to give anything away, nothing. Just go to our website, bangradiohour.com, click on the Best Buy link to go to the Best Buy website, and then that will show that you used our site to get there. That's all. That's all you got to do. Just go there through us and then go shopping, whatever.
Yeah, frankly, for all the pick advice I've been giving you this year, you should at least buy yourself a 72-inch goddamn 4G TV. Right. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
All right. That's what I think. 4G, 4K? I don't know 4K. What I'm talking
4K.
About. 4K. It's an 4K. Hour and 20 minutes into the show.
Yeah, I know. Let's go.
Later. Bang, bang, bang. Yo, yo.
Bang, yo, yo. Bang, bang. Yo, yo. And there's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
I
only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
The S in Audi S-Line stands for many things like sporty, stealthy and stylish. But there's just one more to add. A spin. Take one in the Audi Q5 S-Line. It's the only way to find out that it feels as sporty to drive as it looks. The Audi Q5 S-Line, which you can now have with an extra £1,000 towards your finance at 6.7% APR representative. Test drive yours at an Audi centre near you, or search Audi S-Line. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan, registered by 30th of August 2019, 18s and over on selected stock vehicles only, subject to status, indemnities may be required. Finance providers may pay us as a broker for introducing you. Audi Finance. For more information, visit audi.co.uk.